This is Randall Harp of Active Christian Media with today's devotion. Chapters 8 through 11 of 1 Samuel, aka Samuel, record for us the rise of Israel's first king Shaul, aka Saul. Rather than an indicator of the growth of a nation, Israel's cry for a king was incriminating evidence of their spiritual condition. Wearied by the dishonesty of Shemuel's sons, the people told Shemuel to appoint a king over them, as the nation surrounding them had. When Shemuel sought the Lord's wisdom, the Lord replied, "For they have not rejected you, but they have rejected me from reigning over them, according to all the works they have done from the day I brought them up out of Egypt, even to this day." Indeed, during the exodus from Egypt, when God spoke from Mount Sinai, the people looked, and they trembled, and they stood from a distance, and they said to Moshe, "You speak with us, and we will hear, and let us not speak with God, that we not die." When Moshe was a long time on the mountain, they told Aaron to make a god for them, to go before them. When faced with the prospect of meeting with God, the people as a whole preferred to have a buffer between God and themselves. When that buffer became unsatisfactory, they turned further away, to idols, or in this case, a king, mimicking the godless nations around them. I cannot help but think that one reason that God forbids the making of images in the second commandment is that they insulate us from his presence. Admittedly, in God's presence can be a scary place when our conscience is not clean. Yeshua said in John chapter 3 that everyone practicing wickedness hates the light and does not come to the light, that his works may not be exposed. The further we are removed from God's presence, the darker our souls become. Many shy away from an audience with God for the sake of their own comfort. However, 2 Corinthians 1:3 tells us that God is the Father of compassions and God of all comfort. Although the prospect of vulnerability before God can be intimidating, it need not cause us to back away or to appoint some mediator to be our buffer. There is only one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. Praise God that because of Christ's suffering on our behalf and because of his resurrection, we have a high priest that is able to sympathize with our weaknesses, and we can draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and we may find grace to help in time of need. Now, go honor your king.